This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Taylor and Soaps Gift Shop and Tea Room of Mount Olive.
Hey, it's the Chicks from Taylor and Soaps.
In the past, you had to travel to St. Louis or Springfield to get nice things. Not anymore. Taylor & Soaps offers Pandora Jewelry, Brighton Accessories, and Royal Norman Cosmetics in a beautiful setting. What sets Taylor & Soaps apart from the city? Park right outside our door, enjoy a small-town welcome, and since our sales taxes are much less, you always get a discount. What more could you ask for? Did you say dessert? We have that, too.
Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gifts, located in Mount Olive, the place to shop for the women in your life.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years. But at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Get a set of Michelin tires and enjoy the quiet, comfortable ride you deserve. See your Michelin dealer now through June 18th and buy any set of four new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 MasterCard reward card after submission. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to prepare your vehicle for all your summer travels. See redemption form at participating dealers for complete offer details. Offer expires 6/18/13, void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license by MasterCard International Incorporated.
10 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 7.13, up 7.5. September wheat trading at 7.23, up 7.5. July corn now trading at 6.67.5, up 5.5. September corn trading at $6.75, up 3.5. July soybeans now trading at 15.36 and 3/4. That's up now trading at 15.37, up 27. August soybeans now trading at 14.62 and 3/4. That's up 1/4. Friday on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat ended the week at 7.05 and a half. That was up 6 and 3/4. September wheat ended at 7.15 and a half, up 7 and 1/2. December wheat ended at 7.30, up 6 and a half. July corn ended the week at 6.62, up 7 and 3/4. September corn ended at 5.97 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. December corn ended at 5.67 and a quarter, up 4 and a half. July soybeans ended the week at 15.10, up 14 and a quarter. August beans ended at 14.37 and 3/4, up 11. September beans ended at 13.47 and a quarter, up 13. July soybean meal ended the week at 4.47.20, that's up 64. August meal 4.25.80, up 55. September meal ended the week at $406, up 66. July soybean oil ended the week at 48.38, down 20. August oil 48.38, down 19. September oil ended at 48.21, down 23. And July oats on Friday ended at 3.74 and a quarter, up 6 and a quarter. September oats 3.70 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. And the Illinois country grain prices did end higher on Friday afternoon. Corn and soybean futures were supported by planting delays and the forecast for more rainfall over the Corn Belt this weekend. Soybean values were also boosted by strong soybean meal prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 9 cents stronger at 692 to 705. Soybean bids were up 14 to 15 cents at 1505 to 1520. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids 6 cents stronger at 688 to 702, and soybean bids advanced 11 to 14 cents at 1535 to 1553. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 6 to 8 cents higher at 682 to 710. Soybeans were up 14 cents at 1530 to 1565, and the wheat bids gained 6 cents on Friday at 685 to 717. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 12 to 13 cents at 1558 to 1575. Basis down 1 to 2 cents, ranging from 48 to 65 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $479.20 to $492.20. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 5 to 8 cents at 710 to 719, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at 48 to 57 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 cents higher at 707 to 710. Basis ended steady, ranging from 45 to 48 over July. Soybeans were up 14 to 16 cents at 1538 to 1543, with basis steady to 2 cents stronger at 28 to 33 over July. And the new crop wheat bids today ended 7 cents higher at 705 to 708, with basis steady at option to 3 over July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 8 cents stronger at 711 to 712. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 10 cents, with quotations at 1530 to 1531. Soft red winter wheat up 7 cents at 730 to 731, and the Milo ended 8 cents stronger at 691 to 692. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 530 up to 548. New crop soybean bids at 1266 to 1279. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 534 up to 553. New crop soybean bids at 1274 to 1292. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 534 to 552. New crop soybean bids 1275 to 1293. And the new crop wheat bids in southern Illinois, those range from 685 up to 709. That completes our grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday, June hogs ended the week at 95.62, up 30. July hogs 93.85, up 37. August hogs 93.47, up 40. June cattle on Friday ended the week at 121.30, up 95. August cattle 120.45, up $1.40. October cattle ended the week at 123.75, up 67. August feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at 144.32, up 15. September feeders 146.57, up 22. October feeders 148.12, up 12. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrows and gilts on a carcass basis traded 87 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in a range of $89.83 to $97, with a weighted average carcass price of $91.47. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $2 lower. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 47 to 51. 4 to 5 weights at 50 to 55, 5 to 550 at 53 to 55, and over 550 pounds at 55 to 58. Lightweight boars weighing under 300 pounds traded from 34 to 36, and heavy weights over 300 pounds at 10 to 16. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady to $1.50 lower. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 19,090 head. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading is moderate, and receipts have totaled 293 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass is $94.31, which is 72 cents lower. In the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a cash basis have traded at 122.50 to 125, with steers on a carcass basis trading at 196 to 200. Heifers on a cash basis are trading at 123 to 125.25, with heifers on a dress basis at 196 to 200. In the cattle trading from Illinois from the Walnut Livestock Auction in Walnut, Illinois, on Thursday, May 30th, 2013, receipts totaled 354 head. Trade was active with good demand. Slaughter steers and heifers accounted for 83% of the run. Slaughter Holstein steers at 7% of the run, slaughter cows at 7%, and slaughter bulls at 3%. Choice slaughter steers sold in a range of 125 to 130, with select and choice at 119 to 124, and selects at 112.50 to 119.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers range from 112 to 117, with choice slaughter heifers ranging from 125 to 129. Breaker slaughter cows sold from 76.75 to 78.50. Boners sold at $72.50 to $80. And lean sold from $61.50 to $62. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower on light to moderate demand. Choice carcasses were trading at $206.65, which was $1.90 lower, with select carcasses at $187.20, which was $1.89 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for May 31st, 2013, slaughter cows estimated at 126,000, compared to 124,000 last week and 131,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000, compared to 405,000 last week and 416,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday: for butter, 154 unchanged; for block cheese, 174 and a half, up a half; for barrel cheese, 170 and three quarter, unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, 1778. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield, 697. Corn delivered to Scottville, 693. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, 1532. And for wheat delivered to Scottville, 697. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning. Right now, color radar showing no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Our local weather forecast for today: partly cloudy skies later on, high temperatures in the low 70s with light and variable winds, mostly clear tonight, low temperatures in the low 50s, and for tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy, high temperatures in the upper 70s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday: partly cloudy and warmer, a slight chance of showers Wednesday and Thursday, low temperatures in the low 60s, highs in the upper 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have cloudy skies, 56 degrees. Since Friday, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 2 1/10 inches of rain. And since about this time Saturday morning here at the WSMI studios, we've received 1/10 of an inch of rain. Once again, we have cloudy skies, 56 degrees at the Weather Center. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team. First of all, in our farm news, here's an update of the area livestock markets from last week. First, we join Jerry Milberg of the Department of Agriculture for a report from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
At that auction, receipts totaled 758 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents higher. The slaughter Holstein steers were a dollar lower. Slaughter cows and bulls traded steady. Feeder cattle mostly $4 to $6 higher. Choice slaughter steers sold at 124 up to 126.50, with some low dressing at 122. The selected choice slaughter steers sold at 120 to 123.50, with select at 100 to 110.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 113 to 116.50, select and choice slaughter Holstein steers at 103 to 112.50, with the select slaughter Holsteins at 92 up to 103. Choice slaughter heifers at 124 to 126, with some low dressing heifers at 121 to 123. The choice 3 and 4 slaughter heifers sold at 120 to 123. Select and choice slaughter heifers 117 to 124. And the select heifers selling at 108 up to 117. Slaughter cows premium type average dressing sold at 102.50. Boning cows average dressing range from 80 to 85. High dressing at 90.50. And low dressing boning cows $72 to $79. Lean cows average dressing ranged from $71 up to $78, high dressing $79 to $81.50, and low dressing lean cows $64 to $70. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls average dressing $93.50, high dressing at $102 and low dressing at $88. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds average dressing at $95.50 to $100, high dressing at $102 and low dressing bulls $88. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weight sold in a range of 140 up to 155. The feeder Holstein steers, large threes, 6 weight sold at 85 to 90, and some 7 weight Holstein steers at $75 to $85. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights, they sold at 135 to 147. And the feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 4 weights, ranged from 151 to 165, with the 6 weight feeder bulls selling at 110. Up to 126. That completes our recap of the Greenville Livestock Auction. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now an update from the United Producers Market at Shelbyville.
At that auction this week, receipts totaled 283 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers were steady. Slaughter cows were also steady. Slaughter bulls lightly tested, and feeder cattle unevenly steady. Choice slaughter steers sold at 124 up to 129. Select and choice slaughter steers at 118 up to 123. Choice slaughter Holstein steers sold at 113.50 up to 120. Select and choice Holstein steers range from 110 to 113. Choice 2 and 3 slaughter heifers sold at 124 to 128. The choice 3 and 4 slaughter heifers sold at 122 to 123. With select and choice slaughter heifers at 118 up to 123. In the slaughter cows, breaking type cows average dressing sold at 92, boning cows average dressing at 82 to 87, with low dressing boning cows at $77. Lean cows average dressing sold at 73 to 79.50, with low dressing at $62 to $68. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds sold at 90.50. Feeder steers, medium large ones, 5 weight sold at 134 to 140. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, 5 weights at 125 to 135. And the feeder bulls, medium large ones, 5 weights sold at 131 up to 136. That completes our recap of the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And right now we'll update the regional hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
Well, it was another pretty good week in the hog markets. Terminal market prices steady to $2 higher, with hogs selling in the low 60s on a live weight basis. For carcass prices at the plant, basically $2 higher there. Prices in the low 90s for 100 pounds of carcass. Pork cutout value, however, steady to a dollar lower this week. That's a bit worrisome for next week's prices. Futures market steady to a dollar higher. Looking at slaughter weight, last week, Iowa, Minnesota, 275.4 pounds. That was down a little over a pound from the week before, but up a bit over a pound from the same week a year ago. calculations put out by Iowa State University say that the average hog sold in April lost $31.66 per head. That was a record for the month of April. And the big news for the week was the announcement that Smithfield Foods, the world's largest and U.S. largest hog producer and pork packer, has agreed to be acquired by a Chinese firm.
And that was Dr. Ron Plain of the University of Missouri. On Tuesday, a Pennycress Field demonstration will be held at the Kevin Widener Farm about 3 miles north of Bunker Hill on Route 159. We talked to Kevin, and he explained the crop.
Well, it's usable for bioenergy, and the processed pennycress can be used for animal livestock feed.
And that's the byproducts. Yeah, the byproducts after it is processed. And then is it like crushed for oil too?
Oh yes, that's what the bioenergy is the it's oil. It's got a 10-to-1 efficiency ratio is what they get out. They can make 10 times the oil what it costs to produce it, which is almost twice what ethanol is.
Now, is a lot of it grown around the country?
Well, most of it grows wild around the country. It's been a weed. It's a winter annual, and it grows wild, you know, in the areas, especially in northwest Missouri, I think is where they found quite a bit of it.
How did they discover that it was so useful for oil and the other byproducts?
Well, I think it was by accident. It was just one of the fellows that's been involved with it the longest time period, Terry Isabel, discovered it, I believe, and he just started working with it, and they found that the oil was, you know, the efficiency ratio of it was so good that it made a great bioenergy crop.
Well, let's go over real quick once again your field day. Where will it be located?
It will be located 3 miles north of Bunker Hill, on 159. At my residence.
Okay, and about what time Tuesday?
9 o'clock.
And that was Kevin Widener of Bunker Hill. Once again, the Pennycress Field demonstration at his farm about 3 miles north of Bunker Hill on Route 159. That will get underway Tuesday morning about 9 o'clock. Right now, we'll have the Section 19 FFA report, and for that, we'll join Tommy Justison.
Hello, my name is Tommy Justison, and I am the retiring 2012-2013 Section 19 reporter. I am currently serving as the Section 19 president, and I would like to turn over my radio broadcast to the new section reporter, my friend and colleague, Gabe Osborne.
My name is Gabe Osborne. I'm the new Section 19 reporter for 2013-2014. The new section officers this year for 2013-2014 are President Tommy Justison of Hillsboro, Vice President Brett Shuey of Mulberry Grove, Secretary Bailey Roof of Cowden Herrick, Treasurer Kara Teams of Greenville, Reporter Gabe Osborne of Hillsboro, and Sentinel Sarah Bergen, also of Hillsboro. This is the first time that Hillsboro has had three section officers since 1967-1968. Now that school is let out for the summer, there's not much that the section has been doing, but we are gearing up for state convention, which will be June 11th through the 13th at the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield. There are lots of awards that the chapter and the chapters of the section and the members will be receiving, as well as over 20 state degree recipients that the section has this year.
Now with the Hillsboro FFA update, we join Sarah Bergen.
Hi, I'm Sarah Bergen. I'm the newest chapter reporter for the Hillsboro FFA chapter, and I'd like to bring to you the Hillsboro FFA news. Our newest chapter officers this year are Gabe Osborne as president, Emma Anderson as vice president, Hannah Anderson as secretary, Sarah Bergen as reporter, Tommy Justison, treasurer, Caitlin Huber, historian, Claire Huber, sentinel. Our officers were installed this year at our chapter banquet, and we're starting our new officer year as we go along. And for the news right now, there's not much happening as in the chapter as school's just let out, but we're really gearing up for state convention as in the section as well. At state convention, some of our members that will be going and competing in things is our novice parliamentary procedure team that placed second in the district contest. Our chairman is Emily Donaldson. Our secretary is Hannah Anderson. Our floor members are Claire Huber, Caitlin Huber, Dylan Murray, and Jesse Theriak. Going for scrapbook will be the historian myself, or the retiring historian myself, Sarah Bergen. For state degree recipients, this is the first time in a while that we've had up to four state degree recipients. And in alphabetical order is Emma Anderson, Noah Gallion, Tommy Justison, and Gabe Osborne. We're very proud that they've made it this far and that they're receiving this award, because that's a very high honor. Going for section officers from the Hillsborough chapter are Tommy Justison, Gabe Osborne, and Sarah Bergen. That's pretty much it for who's going to state convention. We also are taking an exhibit, and the theme for that is Growing Legacies, and it's a pretty cool exhibit, and I hope we do very well with that. Later on this summer, members will be attending some conferences throughout the state and even throughout the nation. I will personally be attending the WLC conference in Washington, D.C. It's a leadership conference where we learn a whole bunch of leadership skills and where we go and tour our nation's capital. And I hope that it will be a really great time, and it's going to be pretty awesome. The state leadership camp for this year, our member that will be attending for sure will be Gabe Osborne. That's up in Monticello, Illinois, and that's a really great leadership camp as well. And I think that will be a great time. We're looking for some of our other members to attend as well, since we have some other scholarships, but so far the schedule conflicts have not allowed for that. That's all for Hillsborough FFA News. I'm yours, blue and gold, Sarah Bergen.
6:34 on this Monday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show was Rebecca McKeever, the president of the International Drum Horse Association, and she gave us some history of the breed.
Well, the drum horse is actually a type and not yet a breed. We're working it into a breed. And we base it on the drum horses that are used in the ceremonial parades and everything in England. And so they are large, over 17 hands. This is their qualifications. They have to be over 17 hands because the drums and the rider and all the accoutrements can weigh over 350 pounds. So you need a big, heavy horse to carry all of that. They have to be quiet and sensible, so they have to have a good temperament. And colored is preferable. So whether they're black and white or bay and white, we call that piebald or skewbald, or Sabino pattern. So that's in England, we call that Blangden. So they just have to be, you know, highly colored horses. Well, we took that idea and brought it over to the States, and we're trying to breed a horse that emulates that. So for us, rum horses is anything over 16 hands. Because not everybody wants to ride a 17-hand, you know, big horse. And what we're trying to do is create a large draft riding horse. And we do that by crossing Shire and Clydesdale and Gypsy horses to get the color in there and to keep the feather. And so that's what we're breeding.
And those, you mentioned the color and the feathers, that's very important. But how did you arrive at the original breed? I mean, was this a specific registered breed in England years ago?
No, you know, England is kind of funny. There's not and the way registries work in England and Europe is very different than the way registries work here in the United States. There was if you're familiar with the Gypsy horse, there was no registry for them either. The U.S. actually came up with the original written standard and brought the Gypsy horses over. Well, we've done the same thing with the drum horse. But, you know, in order to keep that colorful, large, feathered horse, the only breeds you can use if you want to keep feather are feathered horses. You can only breed a feathered horse to a feathered horse to keep your feather. So you can't breed, for example, a Gypsy and a Percheron together and get a heavy feathered horse. He would be colorful, but he would have no feather. So in order to keep the feather, which is very important, the Queen's been has had in the past programs and utilizes horses from other breeders, and that's how they get their horses, that were large and colorful. And those were mostly colored shires. But back about 50 years ago, they stopped allowing colored shires as part of the shire registry. And so we're just going back to really colored shires, but utilizing Clydesdales as well. just to give us that, just to keep the feather and give us a coat pattern. That's what we use the gypsies for, is to keep the feather and give the coat pattern.
That was Rebecca McKeever, the president of the International Drum Horse Association, our guest on the Farm Show over the weekend. For more information on the breed, you can go to drumhorseassociation.com. And as we close on this Monday morning, once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 714 and a quarter, up 8 3/4. September wheat trading at 724, up 8 1/2. July corn now trading at 668 and a quarter, up 6 1/4. September corn trading at 601 and a half, that's up 4 1/4. July soybeans trading at 1536 and 3/4, up 26 and 3/4. August beans trading at 1463, that's up 25 and a quarter. And we'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield, by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team.